Good afternoon, morning, everyone. Pardon me, John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. An update on a unique program was provided during the last meeting of the Elmont Community School District's Board of Education. Board Secretary Russell Brero did a presentation on the Watch Dogs, D-O-G-S, Dads of Great Students program that is being used in the Orchard Primary School to support recesses, classroom support, student safety, and more. The Watchdog program involves fathers, stepfathers, grandfathers, and father figures who volunteer at least one day a year or more to help enhance security and create a more positive, safe learning environment. They can help patrol school grounds, help with traffic, supervise school events, and assist with the classroom to act as a positive role model and extra set of eyes and ears. The goal of the Watchdog program is to increase father involvement in schools, provide positive male role models for students, and deter bullying by creating a greater sense of security. And in Leninau County, Michigan, a 28-year-old Traverse City man was arrested this week after he was seen running around with a gun and brass knuckles at the Good Harbor Bay Trail. The Leninau County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to the park's trailhead off Lake Michigan Road in Cleveland Township on Michigan December 1st, on Monday, December 1st, on a report of a suspicious man running around the trail area with and another report of gunshots nearby, according to a news release. The responding deputy saw the man holding a semi-automatic pistol and pointing the firearm randomly in different directions and moving about erratically. The sheriff's office said the deputy made contact with the man and located a 9mm semi-automatic handgun and a pair of brass knuckles in his possession. The man reportedly told the deputy he was hunting squirrels, but the deputy noted the man was not appropriately dressed for hunting or wearing orange, according to the sheriff's office. The man was arrested and taken to the Leninau County Jail. He was arraigned Friday, December 5th, on three charges: carrying a concealed weapon, firearm, carrying a concealed weapon and brass knuckles, and hunting without a license. A federal judge has ordered the release of Florida grand jury transcripts from the federal sex trafficking cases of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, citing the transparency law President Donald Trump recently signed. Meanwhile, a federal vaccine advisory committee voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born, even though the shots have prevented thousands of liver illnesses. Democrats are pushing for the release of video of the first U.S. military strikes on a boat in the Caribbean that they say shows a war crime or murder. And in our national news, the Trump administration climate and energy agenda is drawing renewed scrutiny from policy analysts who say earlier cuts to weather and climate programs at agencies like NOAA and the National Weather Service have left communities more vulnerable to increasingly severe storms, floods, and heat waves linked to climate change. And for our international news, European and Ukrainian officials accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of displaying only a superficial interest in peace efforts after lengthy talks with U.S. envoys in Moscow produced no clear breakthrough, illustrating continued diplomatic deadlock over the war in Ukraine. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.